Good afternoon. You are listening to Face Off with Anita Kapoor. So don't touch that frequency because this is the talk show with insight and bite. We're into our sixth week already. Time sure does fly when you're having fun with fab people. I want to take a moment right now to thank all of my guests so far. You have made it happen. Now, if you haven't noticed, it's Fashion Week here in Singapore. And then you're driving with your eyes closed, people, because from now till May the 2nd, it's all about the Asian Fashion Exchange, the yearly buzzing fashion event in Singapore designed to open our eyes, aesthetic and wallets for sure, to the hottest international, regional and Singapore designing names. Face Off this week pays a tribute to a couple of mad men and a couple of mad industries, stellar names in fashion, and we're also going to be talking to the festival director. Now let me set the scene for you. This is the week when the fashion set come out to flutter. That's the glittery, gossipy and grand Audi Fashion Festival in the big white tent outside Neon City. Think the flash of 100 cameras, hundreds of people dressed to impress, and enough champagne to bathe about 50 elephants. And it's ticketed, so anyone can be a part of it from now till the 2nd of May. And also a part of the Fashion Exchange is the much-anticipated Blueprint platform, which is all about showing, buying and selling. A hip fashion trade show being held from today till the 1st of May at the iconic F1 Pit in Marina. Here, the talent of Singapore and Asian designers are showcased to international buyers from more than 60 of the most important stores all across the globe. And of course, all over the island, we've got exhibitions, parties and collateral, all bringing together the best, the brightest and the beautiful in the fashion industry. Showing at Blueprint this year is celebrated Singapore designer Wykidd Song. Now, he's the guy who made President Barack Obama look really hot in that grey shirt at Apex Singapore, who is debuting a menswear collection simply entitled Wykidd, and is speaking to me live from Blueprint right now. Hello, Wykidd.
Hello, Anita.
How are you this morning?
I am good. There's a beautiful day at the Pit building next to the flyer.
Awesome. You've got the best view in the house. Now, set the Blueprint scene for me. What is actually going on there?
Well, it's a real hype of activity. So we've got a lot of international buyers and press walking around, looking at different collections, men's, ladies, accessories. So it's really, really exciting. It's buzzing.
Yeah, you must be sort of on your toes. Everyone's coming around to come and have a look at the collection.
Yeah, I am. But then I'm talking to you now.
Well, just tell them you're doing something really, really important. Now, listen, Blueprint's actually been around since, what, about 2004, hasn't it? Is this the first time that you're participating?
I am. Jin managed to convince all of us that this is the event to participate in. And since I'm launching my debut menswear collection, I thought, you know, what good timing this is to get introduced to international buyers and press.
Fantastic. Now, I'm going to ask you about the menswear collection first, and then later you're going to be a bit of a roving reporter for me, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Fantastic. Bet you didn't even know you were going to do that.
No, you just sprung it on me.
And you so kindly agreed. Now, yes. Describe the aesthetic of the Wykidd Menswear Fall 2010 collection, which you've called Exposed. Is this Wykidd Song finally exposed?
In a way. I mean, it's a roundabout way. It's also playing on the word. So not only am I exposing to the harsh comments of the fashion industry, but then it's also the theme whereby I get details and ideas of light and shadow and all that. So it actually helps me to design certain motifs and details on the garments. And it's all about hand crafting as well, hand embroidering on woven fabrics, so that where up close you see the intricacies of handwork.
It sounds absolutely beautiful.
Which is what the collection is about.
It sounds beautiful. Now, I think I bumped into you recently wearing one of your own pieces.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
It really does look fantastic. The tailoring,
thank you.
The tailoring is everything that you say that it is. Now, you've actually, really made a name for yourself over the years in women's wear. So now, why menswear?
I just feel it's the right time. It's the menswear market is growing. There's a need for more different styles and products. And the men in Singapore and in the world, especially in Asia, they're looking for more things to buy and to wear. So it's a good time, I reckon.
Certainly, and I think the women's fashion industry is inundated. It's actually very saturated. And isn't it sort of ironic that a vast majority of the great women's wear designers are men, but yet there's not enough clothes for men to wear?
Yeah. Well, the women are always more important than the men, that's for sure.
Oh, well put. Well put. Yeah. Of course
it's,
we are.
It's always been my priority, and it still is. But it's just that I need a new wardrobe. So
this is just
to come up with my collection.
This is just for you, isn't it, Wykid?
It is for me, and hopefully with lots of other men as well.
Well, looking forward to that. Now, Song & Kelly, your former label, was the first Singapore label to ever show at New York and London Fashion Week and to be retailed internationally. But it kind of seems that since then, there hasn't been as much buzz for independent Singapore labels, you know, apart from the likes of Raoul and All Dressed Up, but both of which are incorporated into quite larger companies. Why do you think that the independent fashion label has not really made such a great stamp overseas?
It's a combination of confidence and belief in oneself, and it also takes a lot of money. It's a very expensive business to get into, but then once you do get into it and you start making it, it pays off. It's a great industry, and it's a very visible industry. So when people do recognize what you're doing, it's very much appreciated.
Now, you've pretty much done it all, Wykid. Now, listen, you've done women's wear, you've done jewelry, interior design, you made world leaders look hip in Singapore.
We tried.
Well, you did very well. You did very, very well.
Thank you.
Which is collectively your company, WK Design. Now, have you sort of been searching for a groove or finally spreading your creative wings?
I've always been interested in every discipline of design, whether it's jewelry, interior, or designing for world leaders. It's always been my passion to express myself in different forms. So, I'm always myself, whether it's clothes or other things. And, when it comes to collaborations, it's the best way that I would like to work, is to work with interesting people with a diversity of ideas.
As always, Wykid, eloquent and always got a finger in many different creative pies. Now, Wykid, stay with us. When Face Off comes back, we're going to talk to Wykid about his expansion and rebranding, and he's also going to take us on a whirlwind tour of Blueprint. Stay with Face Off with Anita Kapoor. And Face Off continues, speaking to Wykid Song directly from Blueprint at the Pit. Hello again, Wykid. Now, this is a question that I have wanted to ask you all about your new rebranding. What's this I hear about wedding dresses?
Wedding dresses. I love designing wedding dresses. I love to see happy brides. That's one of my little perks in my career, is to make a woman beam in their dress. In their special day. So I've been designing wedding dresses since Song & Kelly days. We've always designed friends' wedding gowns and so on. But then, you know, it's been sort of a consistent flow of clients who would, you know, like to have their special dress in a much simpler way or much more fluid, rather than a wedding cake sort of dress.
So no meringues from Wykid Song.
No meringues. But then if they do want meringues, maybe we can try, but then do it in a much softer way. But I do love designing wedding dresses.
Who would have known, Wykid Song, wedding dress designer, jewelry designer? You've got so many facets to you, just like a well-cut diamond, Wykid.
Chameleon.
Absolute chameleon. Now, you've expanded and rebranded your company this year into three distinct categories. You've got corporate styling, you've got bespoke women's wear and wedding dresses, as we've just spoken about, and the menswear collection.
Yes.
How many sets of hands do you have, Wykid?
I'm trying to train my feet to draw as well. but it just comes from my mind. At the end of the day, it's my sense of style translated into different facets. So it's the same thing. I mean, I love fluid design, and it's just a passion of mine. I'm very lucky.
You certainly are, and you're keeping us guessing all the time. What keeps you motivated?
Yeah, that's the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what does keep you motivated?
Keep me motivated
to keep on creating.
Coming up with new things.
Yeah.
Objects or clothes that when people see, they feel a sense of confidence when they wear it, or they pick up a jewelry that's designed by me. It gives them a special feeling and security by wearing it. It's coming up with things that make them feel special.
Well, Wycott, you've never given me a piece of jewelry.
You never asked for one.
I'm going to have to hold you to that.
You do that.
So where is your menswear collection going to be available from?
Well, it's going to be available from August this year. And then we have plans to sell within our studio in Old School, Mount Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we're talking to a couple of retailers. And hopefully we'll get picked up.
Fantastic.
And then also abroad, Hong Kong and Shanghai. We shall see. It's exciting times for us.
Absolutely. And also over the next couple of days at Blueprint, I'm sure that this menswear collection is going to generate a whole lot of interest for you. I'm very, very happy for you. And another, you know, feather in the cap for Wycott Song, who is now going to take me all over Blueprint. Come on. What's happening
right.
there?
Okay. Well, if you can still hear me through the sound that is buzzing around.
Wycott, how many people are there?
I haven't started counting yet.
But lots and lots and lots of people.
But then I've got, I'm standing in front of the Raoul stand. They've got colorful clothes, it's, women's wear. It's a lot of shirt dresses and very colorful prints. Gorgeous sales girls here.
who might
that's
like,
the Raoul stand.
Who might like a little jewelry as well?
Who might, definitely, yes. And then next to it is all dressed up. And Tina Tan, the gorgeous Tina Tan, she's here as well. And their collection is always very special.
Now, both those
so much detailing
both
on
those
it.
Brands are also available internationally.
Yes. Two of the Singapore brands that have really pushed themselves to an international level that we're all proud of.
Fantastic.
And it's great to see. It's great to see that Singapore brands can make it internationally, and that's what it's about, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and that's what Blueprint is about as well. It's not just about Singapore brands, it's also Asian brands as well. You know, different people coming from all over the place, coming in and showing their wares to the rest of the world.
Mm.
So what else is there? Come on.
We've got, like, Desmond Young and Alfie Leong, local Singapore designers, opposite British clothes. British labels, which is a great thing to see, because that's what it's about. When you set Singapore designers against international labels, they automatically raise their bars, and that is what fashion should be. You should always set yourself against international standards.
Fantastic. Wycott, thank you so much for taking us a little bit through Blueprint. I think this is a true fashion exchange. Congratulations with your new collection.
Thank you very much.
And here's to even more stylish men in Singapore. Thanks, Wycott.
Thank you.
And when Face Off continues, we speak to the lady behind the Fashion Festival director, Jin Lee, the Audi Fashion Festival director and Blueprint director, when Face Off continues. Face Off with Anita Kapoor continues. We're talking all about mad fashion, mad designers, mad ideas. It's all fashion for the next week in Singapore. And we've got on the line with us the lady behind it all. We're speaking to festival director Jin Lee. Hi, Jin.
Hello. Hi, Anita.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Fantastic. Now, Jin, you're in the thick of it. You are actually at Neon City, and you're somewhere outside that massive white tent that's drawing all the attention.
Yeah, so yes, pardon the pounding of drum beats in the background because they're doing rehearsals right now.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. It's very exciting. Audi Fashion Festival. Now, you're the director behind Audi Fashion Festival and Blueprint. We'll get to Blueprint in a minute, but Audi Fashion Festival into its second year already.
That's right.
This is really quite an exciting thing. What's going on in the tent this year?
Well, we've just kicked off last night with Dean and Dan Caton of D Squared and Town. We had a show with Carmen Cass, supermodel Carmen Cass, on the runway. And we had special guests, Tokyo Hotel in town as well.
Now listen, so, I heard that was a crash hot show.
Yes, yes, we had hundreds of fans outside Neon City waiting for Tokyo Hotel. It was good fun. So it was off to a good start.
Very, very great start. And Tokyo Hotel themselves are quite fashionable sort of German pop rock band, aren't they?
Actually, D-Square dressed them for their concert, the upcoming concert. It's the Humanoid Tour. So that's why the twins have such a good relationship with the Tokyo Hotel twins. It's a
fantastic
twin thing.
It's a twin thing. Now, you've got such a great lineup this year. Now, most of the shows are ticketed, so the public can come and see these shows.
Yes, one of the things we tried to do was to bring fashion to a wider audience, which is why we made special effort to try to open up more of the shows.
Now, what are the most anticipated shows over the next week?
Definitely the closing show, which is Roberto Cavalli. So Roberto and his lovely wife, Eva, will both be in Singapore for the show. And also coming will be, I think, Henry Holland.
Henry Holland, yes.
Yes. And tonight will be KTZ. KTZ are two mad designers. They dress the likes of Lady Gaga, Bjork, you know.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Now, I've participated in a few of these, and I know that it's a really kind of crazy atmosphere. On a daily basis, you're morphing the inside of that tent for every single designer that comes along, literally in 24 hours, and sometimes less than 24 hours.
Mostly in 10 or 12 hours.
On average, how much sleep are you guys getting? Oh, it looks like we've kind of lost our connection with our fashion lady. But that's okay, because she's going to get back online with us. And I just wanted to tell you guys a little bit about, you know, that tent outside Neon City is a hotbed of activity. It's really one of the most exciting places during, you know, what used to be called Fashion Week and now what's called Fashion Exchange. And if you're interested to actually attend some of the shows, you can actually buy tickets and go and be a part of what's going on. Now, earlier, if you were listening into the show, we were speaking to Wykit Song, who is a very celebrated Singapore designer, who was kind of being my guy about Blueprint, who was telling us what was going on over there. Now, Blueprint is happening at the Pit, which is where F1 usually is held, the F1 Singapore F1 races are held. And that is all about buying and selling to international buyers, whereas Audi Fashion Festival is really about bringing international names into Singapore. And we got Jin back on the line with us. Jin, we lost you there for just a second. There must be just way too much going on over there.
Yes, sorry for the lag.
No problem at all. I've just been really telling people who are listening in, giving them a bit of the lay of the land, how exciting it actually is to be in the tent and to be part of the fashion. Oh, this year it's called the Fashion Exchange, isn't it?
The Asia Fashion Exchange.
That's right. Tell me a little bit about how that all came about.
Okay, well, for years I think that there was a Singapore Fashion Festival and a Singapore Fashion Week. And one was a trade event and one was a consumer event. But they fulfilled very different objectives. So what the government decided to do, SPB, IE and Spring Singapore, was to come together and all work together with the private sector, and we pulled it all together in this initiative called Asia Fashion Exchange. So now the trade events, the consumer events, and even a talent discovery search called Star Creation, cool, they all come together in this 1 week.
Now the talent search, is that just for Singapore or across Asia?
It was across Asia. There were actually 4 winners this year. There was meant to be 3, but the judges felt that the standard of contestants was high, so they actually got 4 designers. One is from Japan, one China, one Malaysia, and one from Singapore.
Fantastic. So you really represented all across the Asia and Pacific.
That's right.
So this is a question I want to ask you. How many bottles of champagne are you guys expecting to go through this year?
Oh, hundreds.
Now, just a little bit about Blueprint as well. You are festival director also for Blueprint. And I've just been speaking with Wykit, who was fantastic. He gave us a little bit of a walk around Blueprint, and I could hear the atmosphere there. Now, what's actually happening at Blueprint this year? Because this is not a new platform. It's been around since 2004.
Blueprint was actually started out as a catwalk show in the fashion festival, but it evolved because we realized that young designers can't really thrive on just having a fashion show. They need a platform and an opportunity to meet buyers, network with international media, to meet other designers, to get inspiration. They needed that, a trade platform which didn't exist, you know, before this, a good trade platform.
Quite right.
So what we've done is to have brought, to evolve Blueprint from being a fashion show into a trade show. So this year we have more than 55 designers participating, 23 of whom are from Singapore, We have more than 60 buyers in town, including from Selfridges, Harrods, Harvey Nichols, Doyce Hong Kong, Seven from New York. I mean, it's a really, really exciting buzz going on at Blueprint. And we're hoping to matchmake our Asian designers with the designers, the buyers that we've brought in.
Fantastic. You know, I'm not even a designer, but I'm feeling excited by this whole thing. Honestly, 20 over designers represented from Singapore alone. That just shows that there's been a huge sort of growth in the design industry, fashion design industry in Singapore.
Absolutely.
Now, Jin, why should people attend the Audi Fashion Festival? And I know that Blueprint has one day available to the public, isn't that correct?
That's right. It's the shopping event. So come shopping. You'll get to buy one-off pieces that you wouldn't normally get to discover. You get to see collections from designers that you normally would never be able to buy in Singapore or perhaps even Asia. And I think one of the highlights is the Thai designer collections. They bought a lot of merchandise to sell on the Saturday. So tickets are available at tdc.sg. for Blueprint Emporium, as well as for Audi Fashion Festival.
Fantastic. Now, who are your favorite designers showing this year?
Oh, I like them all. I think that there's a lot of creativity coming out of the Thai contingent. We saw a show by Second Issue last night. That was incredible. And I think that, you know, from Blueprint, the Singapore designer contingent is also, I mean, it's definitely exciting.
There's it's very
Ben
strong.
Wu, YKID, you know, all dressed up. Al and Alicia, I mean, it's really great to see it all coming together.
It's coming out of everyone's ears. Fashion's coming out of everyone's ears. Now, I'm personally looking forward to Marquesa, you know, because it's just so theatrical and very, very dramatic, and nobody on the red carpet in Hollywood doesn't wear Marquesa. So to actually see it in the flesh is going to be pretty exciting.
Yes, that was the show that sold out in like 2 days.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. Which of the shows are sold out so that people who are going to buy tickets can just avoid trying to find tickets for that?
Definitely D-Squared and Marquesa. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure the last couple of days because things have been moving quite fast. But for the KTZ show tonight, I think there might still be tickets available because it's an 11 o'clock slot. It's a club slot because KTZ, they do fun, crazy things, you know?
Yeah.
Like I mentioned, they dress Lady Gaga and such. So
sure.
It's going to be quite a different show. It's going to be fun, really young and exciting. And I think tickets are still available for that. We also have tickets for Henry Holland. Of course, Henry is... you know, one of the hottest talents out of London. He's really good friends with Agnes Dane, you know, Pixie.
Yeah.
You know them lots. And,
he's the man of the moment, isn't he?
That's right.
Absolutely. Jin, thank you so much. All the very, very best for both
thank
the
you.
Festivals. And keep doing what you do.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jin. We've just been speaking with Jin Lee, the festival director of both Audi Fashion Festival and Blueprint. And we're moving straight on to one of my favorite ladies, Dawn from City Scoops, who's on the line. Now, we've got our weekly little date with Dawn Mock, who's the writer and publishing partner of City Scoops, Singapore's only worthy independent hit-selling urban guide that gives you the insider scoop on places, things, and people in Singapore you never thought of. Hey, Dawn, what's the scoop today?
Hey, Anita. Well, first up, going with your Mad Men theme, we've got Pop Trash. It's a platform for fashion, music, and local art created by the charismatic Ash Narayan. And he runs a retail outlet specializing in vintage and urban menswear, as well as a DJ academy. And he also organizes monthly thematic events at hotspots like House and White Rabbit. You can check out the Mad Happenings on his website, poptrash.sg. Next, check out the dashing Mad Hatters over at the Tipping Club. We've got Chef Ryan Clift and mixologist Matthew Bax, who concoct and pair wildly creative food and cocktails that tantalize both taste buds and the imagination. Try the classic 10-course cocktail and wine matching dinner at $210 plus. Now, if that's too whoa for you, their 3-course set lunch will set you back just $45 plus. And lastly, I've got a creator, a mad creator, this time using bricks. This is Nicholas Fu, and he is a certified Lego pro who can build pretty much anything. You can check out his commercial and private commission works on blackballcreations.blogspot.com and email him if you want him to build you a customized model or functional sculpture using Lego.
Fabulous scoops, as always, Dawn. But the
Thank
question
you.
Is, when is the next City Scoops going to be in print?
Ah, that's a good question. Well, we're working on it right now as we speak. So these scoops that I'm giving you this week, you know, they're going to probably be in the book as well. So,
awesome.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted for
you
sure.
You better, Dawn, because you can't keep giving out this information and not put it in a book we can buy.
Yes,
Thank
ma'am.
You so much. And thank you to Y Kids Song, Chinley, and as always, City Scoops for bringing to our attention the best places to go and people to see in Singapore. Continue to keep tabs on the show by visiting Face Off with AK on Twitter and on me by searching for Anita Kapoor on Facebook. And as always, keep it right here on 938 Live.